The Trump administration has been criticized for filling top jobs with temporary or acting officials. It's been sued over this and recently lost a court case over it. But the administration has another trick up its sleeve, one it's been using more and more to fill high-level jobs across the government without Senate confirmation. Here's NPR's Joel Rose.
Let's start with a scene from The Office, the classic sitcom about bureaucratic absurdity.
That's why you have an assistant regional manager.
Assistant to the regional manager.
Same thing.
No, it's not. It's lower.
A federal judge recently referred to this running joke about job titles in a ruling against the Trump administration. In that case, the administration hired a top official into a job that didn't previously exist and then immediately promoted him to run an entire agency as acting director.
So effective immediately, I am promoting you from assistant to the regional manager to assistant regional manager.
So I guess this will just be my office.
No. No. Title change only.
On The Office, titles don't really matter. But in the federal government, they're serious business. In that recent court case, the judge ruled that the Trump administration violated a federal law governing promotions. But here's the thing. That guy who was promoted, immigration hardliner Ken Cuccinelli, still holds a top job in the administration. Only this time, the administration used a different tactic to get him into that job. Even Cuccinelli sees the humor in his new title.
As you heard, that short little title, a senior official performing the duties of the deputy secretary. Of course, that acronym is SOPTIDUS.
So he's, quote, performing the duties, unquote, of the second in command at the Department of Homeland Security. But he wasn't technically promoted to that position. And Cuccinelli is not the only one with a mouthful of a title.
My name is Matt Albans. I am the deputy director of ICE and the senior official performing the duties of the director.
I'm William Perry Penley, Deputy Director, Policy and Programs, Bureau of Land Management, exercising the authority of the director.
Dozens of Trump administration officials have titles like these. The head of the Park Service, the general counsel at the Department of Education.
That's the shocking thing, just how many positions are working because of these delegations.
Ann Joseph O'Connell teaches at Stanford Law School. She's an expert on administrative law. So we asked her, why all the long titles? Instead of delegating the top job to someone, why not just make them acting directors and deputies and so on? The answer, she says, is that federal law. It's called the Federal Vacancies Act.
The Vacancies Act has time limits, but these delegations typically don't.
In most cases, O'Connell says you can hold the acting title in a job that requires Senate approval for only so long, usually about 7 months. With delegation, there's no time limit. A subordinate can take on the boss's responsibilities indefinitely, just not the title.
That's the way the president's been forced to play the game.
That's Ken Cuccinelli again, speaking on Fox News. He and other Trump officials say titles don't matter as long as the job is getting done, and they blame the Senate.
The Trump administration has been somewhat frustrated with how long it takes to get people through the Senate, so they've had to use these alternatives that are legal. They're just less preferential to getting a full Senate appointment.
But remember, the Trump administration has never formally nominated Cuccinelli or these other officials for the jobs they're doing. So there's nothing for the Senate to vote on. The administration's critics say this is not legal. They say it's a blatant end run around the Vacancies Act.
The point of Senate advice and consent is to make sure that the people running these major agencies and bureaus are within the mainstream. That is, they're not fringe characters.
Peter Jenkins is a lawyer with the nonprofit Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility. He says his group may take the Trump administration to court over the current head of the Bureau of Land Management.
William Penley, who's running BLM now, is a fringe character.
You heard from Penley earlier. He's deputy director of policy programs. But thanks to delegation, he's also, quote, exercising the authority of the Bureau's director. Penley spent his career trying to roll back environmental rules and has questioned whether the federal government should own public lands at all.
I did spend my legal career sparring with the government, you know, and I represented ranchers and miners and loggers and mountain climbers and boaters, you name it, I represented them.
In an interview, Penley told NPR he's willing to serve on a temporary basis for as long as the president wants.
Somebody's got to sign the documents, and so somebody has to be given the authority by the Secretary of the Interior to do just that.
Trump is not the first president to get the job done by delegating authority down to a subordinate. The Obama administration did this a lot at the end of his second term when senior officials were leaving the government for the private sector. Rebecca Jones is with the Project on Government Oversight, a nonprofit watchdog in Washington.
It was a problem then, too, and we called it out then, too.
But Jones says the title shuffling has reached new levels of gamesmanship under the Trump administration.
It's unconstitutional because the Constitution requires that the Senate play a role in consenting or not consenting to the president's nominees. Major federal dollars being spent by these people, and we don't even know who they are.
Jones says the point of Senate confirmation is to vet the president's appointees to find out who's really in charge. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.